I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks a big opening day for many West Virginia hunters. It is the opening of the 2010 archery season on Saturday. We'll preview it coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report coming your way in 3, 2, 1. Hunters will be high in the trees this weekend as the bow hunting season begins in West Virginia. Certainly, things are vastly changed from a year ago with loads of mast to feed the state's whitetail population. DNR biologist Scott Warner says for hunters, at least in the early days of the season, that is going to be a critical factor.
Because the deer are going to be scattered out, it's going to be more difficult to possibly locate them. So if you have three or four different tree stand locations in mind, that will be to your advantage. We're thinking, and again, you know, you're still going to see a few deer coming out in the fields. We always do. But if you're really looking at getting into the thick of having several deer possibly get around your tree stand, you're going to have to look a little bit further back into the woods. You might have to change your locations from week to week.
Warner says when it comes to making a call on whether a spot is working or not, he likes the three-day rule.
If I haven't seen anything after two or three days of hunting, I'm talking like even just sign. If I'm not seeing any sign, I'm not seeing any deer activity, I'm not having any deer observations, then I'm willing to relocate. Now, the only thing that you have to remember is that it may be cold first part of the season, and that may be where you're going to be seeing a lot of the buck, you know, the buck activity or the deer activity later on in the season. So just because you left a spot doesn't mean it's always going to be cold.
Warner says with the mast this abundant, it's critical to be flexible and have several spots picked out. Naturally, the patterns of deer change drastically when the rut kicks in. Bucks will probably be rutting longer and harder because of the quality food.
Seems like the rutting activity is a little more intense. It's, you know, last year one of the complaints that we received from guys was, well, I didn't see a lot of, you know, scrapes, I didn't see a lot of rubs, what's going on? You know, they didn't know whether or not the bucks were really chasing the does or whatever else. Because the mast conditions are going to be so favorable this year, the actual animal will be in better physiological condition.
And what's more, there should be plenty of bucks to choose from.
We anticipate a surplus of bucks this year, carryover bucks. You know, our rifle season harvest was down just a little bit last year. And so the early field reports from our biologists and what we're getting from the guys out in the field is indicating that they're seeing a few more 2.5-year-olds, maybe a few more 3.5-year-olds.
Again, the season opens this Saturday, and hope we'll see you in those trees. Remember, safety first when you're in that lofty perch. Wear your harness and be careful. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.